we have a few minutes at the end to ask them questions. And I want to tell you my story, and my life is an open book. So please, let's have a conversation and ask me some stories. I want to tell you these 10 things that I think will make a difference when you've decided that you want to have a quantum leap, or if it's not necessarily for you, when you're mentoring somebody who wants to have a quantum leap, somebody who wants to soar. You guys, in order for me to get to this point, I've broken a lot of records, a lot of company records. I want to tell you that I'm excited about that because I like breaking records. But mostly what I love to do is mentor women into the category of super bad all day long. I want to mentor anybody that's open to be okay with being super bad all day long. If there's one thing, no, two things I need you to remember about this statement. One thing I want you to remember about me is do not apologize for your success. Never apologize for your success. The second thing I want you to remember when you hear me is I want you to find me on Twitter, Gloria Banks. Okay. Here's what I want to tell you. These are the 10 steps. Oh, I have to tell you this. I am going to do a book signing afterwards about the quantum leaps, but I have to tell you this. I was speaking. A man saw me speak. He said, you have to write a book. I said, I'm certainly not going to write a book. He tracked me down for 3 years to write this book. I said, I absolutely am not going to write a book. He said, I want you to write this book. I want you to write this book. I said, I cannot write this book. And then I didn't tell him why. So then I finally said, you know, I'm dyslexic. I'm not going to write a book. My words are recorded. That's kind of writing I do. He said, I'm dyslexic. I said, you own a book company? And so my assistant locked me in a hotel room for 3 days, and I started writing the book. And then when I started writing and started writing, it started coming. So here's what I want to tell you. Do what you're afraid of. Do what you're afraid of. I haven't even gotten to the 10 points yet, but do what you're afraid of. Okay, here's 10 points that I know for a fact that if you embrace these 10 points, you will have a quantum leap. And here's what I want to tell you. When you embrace these 10 facts, anybody that you're mentoring is going to be in a position to have a quantum leap if they're open to the leap. Number one is decision. Number one is the power of the decision. I want you to watch over just the next 24 hours. How many people are indecisive? When people say to me all the time, they say, Gloria, what has going to Harvard Business School to do with entrepreneurship? And I will tell you, the most important message that I learned while I was at Harvard was to be a decision maker. They said, make a decision. If it's a good decision, you're great to go. If it's a bad decision, you'll fix it. But the worst thing you can do is stay on the fence of indecision. It is a time waster. It will eat you alive. Watch, ladies. Watch the people you hang around just for the next 24 hours. You will be surprised how many people, well, should I go left? Should I go to right? And they never make a decision. It will slow you down so dramatically, and it will frustrate you. Number two, confidence. I was sitting in Cuba last week, and I was there, and a guy asked me, what do you speak on? And I was telling him what I spoke on, but then I sat there and I said, you know what? I believe, you guys are sort of hearing this for the first time, I believe one of my most powerful topics I can talk on is the power of confidence. And I don't think that we as women really understand how dynamic it is. By that I mean, you can walk into an arena and become confident. And the minute you get promoted, that confidence is going to be dwindled. The minute you go into a new arena, the confidence is moved. By dynamic, I mean it is something that you work on constantly. You don't just become confident and stay there. Every time you move into another level, you have to redesign your confidence. You also need to know that confidence is one of the most attractive characteristics that if you're in a leadership position, people want. So sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. Acting confident is a big part of having people follow you. So I tell people when you talk to people and they always say to you, well, could you speak up? Could you speak up? Could you speak up? I said, they are asking you to speak up. So many times people tell us in different ways how we can improve, but we miss the conversation. So all I want to tell you is to be clear that confidence is a magnet for successful people. I'm saying this in front of what I call a room full of AWW. AWW are ambitious, winning women. If you know for a fact that you're ambitious, don't apologize for it. If you know for a fact you love to win, don't apologize for it. Because being confident is one of the most attractive things that you can. I love what she said on the stage when she said, I'm pushy and I know it. I wear a necklace that says it. I love it. Okay, number three. This is a very important part. In order to have a quantum leap, you have to have vision, imagination, and belief. Vision, imagination, and belief. Let me break that down for you. We hear this all the time about the vision, but not many of us spend time visualizing. We sort of think about it, but we really don't lay in our bed and see it clearly where you're going. Clarity is one of the most important things you can do. I want to tell you something else. Imagination. Here's what I want you to know, that as we get older, our imagination dwindles. I want to tell you why it dwindles. It dwindles because of life discouragements. When you were a little girl, do you remember how vivid your imagination was? Do you ever remember that time when your mother put you on timeout and she put you in the room because you did something that you weren't supposed to do? And she put you in the room and she shut the door and you were mad and you started crying like, I can't believe it. And then about 10 minutes later, everything's fine. Your girlfriend, your imaginary girlfriend shows up. Right? You got the tea party going on. That's like that commercial they have right now where the little girl has on her clothes. You got the tiara that you made up. Everything's great. And then your mother comes in. She checks on you. She opens up the door. Blam! Oh, my God! You sat on Sally! You know, it's just, she sat on your imaginary friend. That's how strong your imagination was. And then what happens? Life happens. Jobs happen. Men happen. And our imagination dwindles. We stop thinking about the big house we really want. And we just start thinking about the one we're in right now. And our imagination dwindles. So I want to tell you, you have to have vision. You have to have imagination. And you have to have belief. And I want to tell you something. You know how you've heard this, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. If you can believe it, you can achieve it. Have you ever wondered how to get to the point where you can believe it? Well, you have to be careful who you tell. You have to be careful who speaks to you. But you have to mostly be careful on what you accept. A lot of people say a lot of things to me. I remember one woman many years ago. I know it penetrated me because I still tell the story. She says, Gloria, if you would stop traveling so much, you'd be successful in Mary Kay. Well, I don't know where she is. I don't know who she is. Are you guys with me? I know where I am, and I know if she's looking for me, she can find me. That's what I know. So be careful. Number four, this is one of my favorite. Time management, money management, emotional management, and skill management. Those four things will grow you or stop you. Ask anybody who's frustrated and ask them which one of these four things is in your way. Time management, you don't know how to manage your time. Emotional management is sucking up all your time. Skill management, you don't know how it is that you're supposed to do it and you've never taken the time to stop and study. Or money management. I always tell people don't worry about money management until you get some of it. But I will tell you that money management, emotional management, skill management, I can ask anybody. When they call me, I'll say to them, they'll say, well, it's several. I say, which one is the one that's stopping you right now? If you gather those four things and put them together, it is amazing how if you put them together, you can see which one is stopping you most right now. Let's talk about my favorite one when I'm in front of a group of women. Who would guess what that is? It's emotional management. It's emotional dang-gone management. It stops us so many times in our tracks. It prevents us from doing things that we want to do, but more importantly, it stops us and people's confidence in us because we allow them to see poor emotional management. I also want to tell you this. It is because of our emotions that we're strongest. Because we can latch on to the passion. Emotions is a big deal. Okay, number five is goal setting. If you don't have number five, just put bullet. But number five is goal setting, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time in it. What I want to tell you about the book that I have is that it's an easy read. You can imagine a dyslexic person writing a book. It's an easy read. It's an easy read, and it's a quick read, but it is a shifty read. Everybody who reads it tells me how shifted they are. I want to tell you that goal setting is something that I could spend a ton of time on. Most people don't know how to set the goals. They've heard it, and I'm just going to give you one little piece that I can think can make a major difference for you. Most people focus on the staircase, and most people can't see the step. It's a quote from Martin Luther King, but I really find it to be so evident when I'm talking to people who want to move forward. They're so focused on the big picture, but they cannot direct their activities to what they need to do next. And when the clarity is there on what to do next, it makes a difference. Let me give you an example. Let's say for a long time you wanted to lose 5 or 10 pounds. I want to lose 5 or 10 pounds. I want to lose 5 or 10 pounds. And you know how he keeps saying, I want to lose 5 or 10 pounds, you know, while we're eating the bagel. I just want to lose 5 or 10 pounds. I want to lose 5 or 10 pounds. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I just want to lose 5 or 10 pounds. And then your girlfriend calls you up, and she says, I want you to be in my wedding. All of a sudden, no one wants to eat the Snickers bar. The clarity, because you said to yourself, oh, I will not be the overweight lover in the house. You say to yourself, I'm not coming down the aisle like that. You know what I'm talking about? She clarified it for you. And with the clarity, you can set the goal. The goal becomes very, very clear. You know what to do next, and the 5 or 10 pounds rolls away. It's amazing what happens with the clarity. That's the goal setting. Number six is image. And all I want to tell you in terms of image, that is, number one, you have 7 seconds to make a good impression. 7 seconds is all you have. So learn how to extend your hand. Learn how to smile. Learn how to look them dead in the eye. Learn how to have the persona of I'm not apologizing for whom I am, for who I am. And so when I was first starting with my Mary Kay and I was doing the home parties often, I would walk into anybody's house. I would extend my hand. I look her dead in the eye. I said, I'm the beauty consultant that's conducting the skincare class today. But everything about me said, I'm fun, I'm feminine, and I'm taking all of your money tonight. I was clear. Let me tell you something. Women love to buy. They don't want to be sold to. So I like to give them a purchasing environment because as quiet as it kept, we work so that we can use the money to give us joy. And when I'm in your home, the joy's coming through Mary Kay. But whatever you're doing it in, are you guys with me? Whatever you're doing it in, you're walking in with the decision on what you're there for. My image makes a difference, mostly to the way I feel. It's like a new hairstyle. Have you ever gone to the hairdresser and not felt your best? And when she finishes with you, she turns her chair around, and you look in the mirror, and doesn't the song automatically start coming on? Women hear me roar. Because you're just like, wow, it's the image. So let me give you a couple of clues. Number one, bright colors make a difference. I know I'm saying that in all black, but I'm just telling you, colors make a difference. A pop makes a difference. I tell people, always have a hairstyle that makes you feel fabulous. If you have not gotten a compliment on your hair in the last 2 weeks, grow it, dye it, or buy some more of it, okay? Whatever you have to do. Because this is a women's conference, and we can talk about it. Yesterday, I was at the speakers, they had a little briefing where we got a chance to get to know each other, and I was taking pictures of women's shoes. I was so excited. It doesn't matter what it is for you, just make sure it's something. It is for you. I was with another woman in Cuba. Her thing was necklaces. And you could tell every day she came down with another fabulous necklace. She was unapologetic. But your image makes a difference. Why is this so important for you guys? Because many times as women, we will put ourselves at the end of the road. It was my father that told me, if you put yourself first, then you've put your family first. If you put yourself first, that's how you put your family first. So I want you guys to think about it, what that does for you, because you got 7 seconds to make your first impression. Number seven is the power of passion. And if you want to have a quantum leap, you cannot have any kind of leap if you're not very passionate about it. If you're not on purpose with being someone who pushes past the pain. To push past the pain, it takes passion. To push past the doubt, it takes passion. You are in passion when you wake up thinking about it and you don't want to go to bed. If that's not your circumstance, right now you're floating. You cannot stay in passion all the time. That's not what this is all about. But it's required to have a quantum leap. Are you guys with me? It's required to have a quantum leap. It's required to soar. It's required to break records. It's required to go someplace where no one has gone before. That's what I love with my team. I talk about we're going someplace where no one has gone before. You have to find out if that's something that ticks for you. That's something that ticks for me. I like taking people someplace where they've never gone before. What ticks for you? I like the race. What ticks for you? You have to figure out what ticks for you, because when you find out what works for you, then you can find the passion. With the passion, you can drive. And so my most important part when I'm teaching people is to recognize when you're in passion and when you're out of passion. Because how many of you know you can wake up, how many of you know it's already February in 2015? It is almost March. How many of you can't even believe 2014 is past us? That's how fast it goes. And so you have to know when you're in passion and when you're not in passion, so that you can know whether you're right now strategically placed to have a quantum leap, or is it just conversation? Is it just conversation? Or is it something you're really going for? Number 8 is discipline and hustle. I like this because I always talk about some of the strongest people I'm with. No matter how educated they are, no matter how advanced they are, no matter what executive suite they're in, if they're super bad all day long, they know the definition of discipline and hustle. And they don't apologize for the hustle. I also tell you that as women, we have to have people who work for us that really have that hustle. So not only do you need to have the hustle, but the people who are sitting next to you have to have the hustle. When I interviewed my manager, I said, your number one priority is to make me look great. That's number one. And because if I don't look like I need to look in front of everybody that's depending on me, then we all got an issue. And if I'm not clear with you on that one, then you and I have an issue. I also told her, you never have to worry until I tell you to worry. Don't stress until I tell you to stress. When I'm stressed, that's when you gotta worry. Because I need the hustle. And what's required for the hustle is freedom. If you micromanage, you're killing yourself and you're killing her too. If she doesn't have the ability to create, if she doesn't have the ability to move at a minute's notice, it stops your hustle and stops her hustle. So when people say to me, Gloria, gosh, you work so hard, I say, that's right. I don't have any problem working hard. I've been working hard since I was 13 years old. When I put that sweater on layaway, they called my mother and told my mother that I put a sweater on layaway and the babysitting wasn't going to make it. She immediately took me to Domino's Pizza. I immediately had a job. I should have known I'd be good at sales. Hi, it's Domino's Pizza. I got to pay off a sweater. You want a pizza? I will tell you, discipline and hustle is a big deal. And if you see people who hustle, tell them and tell them it's a compliment. Number 9 would be people skills. People skills and leadership. And I just excited to have this 10 o'clock session so that I could give you the framework as you watch and go forward in this conference of executive women. Pick out people skills that make a difference. And here's what you want to monitor. How it makes you feel. When you meet somebody and she's at a level that you want to go to, ask yourself, how does she make you feel? If she does it through a compliment, that's great. If she does it through a gift, that's great. If she does it through the power of her smile, that's great. How does she make you feel? And what's going to be your statement? Let me tell you something about people. When you're in a group of 3 or 4 people and you walk away from that group, they are going to talk about you. That's what you need to know. They are going to talk about you. You need to know that, because when you leave the group, you have to already know, I'm going to decide what they're going to say. That's the difference. When I walk away, I know what they're going to say about me because I knew that going into the group. But sometimes we are fooled by thinking that, you know, that's not important. It totally is important. If they're going to talk about you, why not be in control of what they're going to say? But I'm going to tell you, it's the leadership skills and the people skills that will make a total difference for you, particularly if you lead people. And here's what I want to tell you. When you want to have a quantum leap, you pay particular attention to people skills and leadership skills. And you need to know they're different. A thank you note, handwritten, is people skills. A handwritten thank you note can take forever sometime in this world of texting and emails. But how many of you know that when you get a handwritten card, you almost go to bed with it? It feels so dang gone good. People skills and leadership make a difference. And number 10 is short-term sacrifice. Short-term sacrifice. I can tell you stories upon stories upon stories. And I remember when I was going to break my very first record in Mary Kay, and I was qualifying for directorship. And I sat my children down because I was a single parent at that time, and I wanted to get this record. And they were young. They were 2 and 3 years old, 13 months apart. And I sat them down. I said, Mommy, it's going to break a record. I need 30 days. I need 30 days. Don't call me Mommy. I'm not taking you to any play groups. We're not doing anything we normally do for 30 days. I just need 30 days because when I break this record, it's going to shift our life. You know what they said? Because they were only 2 and 3. They were only 2 and 3. But here's what I want you to know about that. I told them I had the clarity, short-term sacrifice. It rocked our world from then on because I took those 30 days and poured it all in. Sometimes we're afraid that we're going to miss something. And I want to tell you, you usually miss life because you didn't take the short-term sacrifice. What is it going to take if you take a second and take a chunk out and really study during that time? What is it if you get in your car and drive a long way and you're, write this down, inconvenienced? Success is inconvenient. And so it's a short-term sacrifice that everybody else says, well, I'm not going to do that. If you're the one that stands across, stands out in the crowd, you're the one that's going to succeed. And if everybody else thinks the idea is crazy, it's the perfect idea. And that's what you need to know when the short-term sacrifice, because it's going to be inconvenient, it's going to be uncomfortable. But at the other end of it, it is remarkable what happens. I want you guys to think for just a second, just for a second. Close your mind. Close your eyes. Not your mind. Close your eyes. Close your eyes just for a second and think for a minute. If I was to have a quantum leap right now in my life, where would I want it to be? It might be in your profession. It might be in your household. It might be in your finances. It might be in your love life. It could be anywhere, but where do you really want to soar? Because until you understand right now where you want to have a quantum leap, it doesn't happen. Okay, open up your eyes. And I want to tell you, look at your girlfriend that's next to you. Look at her. Look in her eyeballs. Look at her eyeballs. Say, girl. I didn't hear you. Say, girl. Girl. Watch this quantum leap. Girl. Watch me. Wipe you out. Yeah, see, when we go and we go through this conference, you have to be okay with taking on your girlfriend. Why? My favorite Bible verse is Proverbs 27:17, that iron sharpens iron. That's my favorite. So I like sitting in a room. I like looking her in the eyeball. I like telling her you're fabulous. But I am getting ready to take you down, sister. I am so getting ready to take you down. And guess what? Because I shared that with her, something boils inside of her. When something boils inside of her, something boils inside of me. We're not meant to be placed on this earth to make everybody feel okay with just being okay. Not this group. This AWW Ambitious Winning Women group, you are placed here to take other people to a higher level. You don't have a quantum leap by yourself. You only have a quantum leap if you take other people with you. and be really loud about it. When they see you, they need to see you. When you go back home, they need to ask you, where have you been? That's why you know you've been shifted. I want to open it up for some questions real quick. Do some people have some questions? And here's what I tell people about when you're asking questions. If you have a question, ask it. Because there's other people who had the same question but didn't have the courage to ask it. Yes. There's a mic right over here so everybody can hear you.
I can talk really loud.
Okay, I got you. Yes.
So I've been running my own business for 6.5 years. And I had about 2-3 years ago, I was like in that moment of real passion and I could feel it. Like everything was coming together. I had a child 2 years ago. And about 6 months, 7 months after that, my business started to go kind of bad because I lost big contracts and whatnot. And it's made me feel very out of passion with what I've been doing. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, maybe I need a real job. But now it feels like I'm trying to find that passion again. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of gone like this. And I wanted to know from you, mm-hmm. where do you find that inspiration, that passion? I felt like I ran into it and it was I felt so lucky for that. Mm-hmm. And now I want to find what that next thing is for me.
Okay. Great question. Now, all of you heard her question? Okay, so here's a couple of pieces of very specific things that I'm going to tell you make a difference. Number one, coming to conferences like this really do make a difference. You guys, you have to always be aware of where you place your body. Always be aware to place your body in an inspirational, motivational environment. And I think particularly women who are entrepreneurs are most struggled with that because it's money over here or money in there. And they heard this morning what they said, invest in yourself. When you work for corporations, they know the deal. So they make sure their top people are in an organization where they're going to get shifted. So the first thing I want to tell you is to make sure you're on point with being in a place where you're going to get motivated and inspired. And you know that motivation is a within thing. You can't motivate a person. You can give them a motivating environment, which brings out their internal motivation. The second thing I would tell you is you need good help. Do you have good help? Nanny care or business care, like a great assistant?
I've been running my own business on my own.
Okay. All righty. Let's be girlfriends here. I'm very serious. For women who are entrepreneurs, women who want to be entrepreneurs, or the executives in this room that want to make a statement. First, I want to tell you this. When you allow someone to be an amazing administrative assistant or executive assistant to you, you have empowered her with one of the strongest skills that she will ever need to go forward in her life. Managing your life is a very big deal. Number one, I believe when I hire someone to work for me, I'm giving her a great gift. But number two, I promise you that a large part of your inability to find passion is because every time you have a creative idea, you have to implement it by yourself. And when you have to implement it yourself, it becomes frustrating. Frustration is misplaced expectation. You guys, watch every time you're frustrated. It is not because of what you see. It's because of the expectation that you set upon yourself. And I want you to know that if you started a business 6 years ago, it was started with a passion. Then you had a child, which automatically should give you more passion because you're creating a life for her. But then when we have these children who tug at our emotions to be over there, it's very hard for us to leave them over here. So for me, because my kids were young when I was breaking these records, my conversation that I had with myself was time invested in my family was time away from Mary Kay. Time invested in Mary Kay was time away from my family. Therefore, if I spent time in my Mary Kay, it better be good. And if I spend time with my family, it's going to be the right time. And the right time is not washing your panties. That's not the right time. Cleaning up for you is not the right time. My mother came to visit me once. She said, Gloria, how are these kids going to understand how to take care of themselves if you have a housekeeper? I said, I don't know. The Kennedys did it. They will work it out. But I am having a nanny because I need to have help. I didn't just need the woman help in the house. I needed someone to help me with my business. I want to honestly tell you, if you really do believe in your business and it's going like this, it will make a amazing difference when you have the right person working with you. And let me also tell you this, for the entrepreneurs in the room, what I love most about that is the tremendous flexibility. I used to tell them, if you want to work at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's fine. If you want to work at 9 o'clock at night, that's fine. If you want to work at 6 o'clock in the morning, that's fine. Here's what I need done. You do it whenever you got it, whenever it works for you. Let it be a blessing for you as well as a blessing for me. But I promise you, the majority of the women that are overwhelmed by their choices is because they don't have enough help. That big S that we have on our shirt that everybody else sees that we don't is because we don't have enough help. That's what I would say. Great question. Great question. Yes.
Very nice to meet you, Gloria.
Nice to meet you.
My name is Patty. The question I have is, I often find myself at a crossroad.
Yes.
Even now, I have so many questions. I don't know which one to ask. And the issue is being able to prioritize. You said short-term sacrifice, for instance.
Right.
All right. What am I making this sacrifice towards? For instance, going back to school is a big sacrifice. I don't consider that a short-term sacrifice, right? Mm-hmm. And what are you willing to sacrifice for this short-term?
Right.
So what is your tip on how to go about prioritizing? Closing my eyes and first thing that comes up, or what would you suggest?
Okay. So prioritizing. Okay, so first let me say this to you. Sometimes school is a short-term sacrifice when you talk about it for the rest of your life. So just be very clear that I don't consider that to be a long-term sacrifice. I consider it to be a short-term sacrifice. And I remember when my son came to me and he said he was going to go to law school, and he said, Mom, are you going to pay for that? I was like, oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not paying for your law school. That is for you to pay for, because my money is for when I retire. So, but I did say to him, though, it cost to go to school, but it's going to be worth it because you're going to use it for the rest of your life. But the other part of your question is, how do you prioritize what to do when you're doing a short-term sacrifice? And here's what I want to tell people. Most people sometimes don't take a sheet of paper. It's amazing to me, I know, with all the electronics, but really a pen and paper does so much when you're confused. When you write it out, clarity comes to you quickly. And when you ask me the question about what am I sacrificing for, let me say this to many of you. Did you hear me say what works for you? Okay, here's what I want you to know. About 20% of the population is motivated by money. Most of us are not motivated by money. I am in the 20%. But I share that with people because it's not for everyone. The blessing for me, because I'm motivated by money, is I'm real clear. It gives me a lot more clarity than maybe. Now, let me say this to you as well. One of the reasons I believe I'm a powerful leader is because at the baseline, what I've talked about for 27 years or more is that I am very motivated for women's financial situations. And I'm motivated for their financial situations, not because of the material things that they can get, but because of the choices they can have. So you need to ask yourself, what gets you going? What is most important for you and by when? Because you guys, 5 years goes very fast. 10 years goes very fast. The older you get, the faster it goes. And so in terms of the priority, you know that you can't necessarily take it on at once, but if you write it out, you'll see much faster why you would do one thing versus something else. And the third thing I want to tell you is be careful not to listen to a lot of people design your life. It's your dream. It's your life. You get one shot. Make it right. Okay, you're welcome. Yes. I've got 5 minutes left, so I'm watching. Thank you. Yes. Okay.
So what do you do if you are ambitious, you want to start a business, become an entrepreneur?
Yes.
But at the same time, you have two toddlers.
You have what?
Two toddlers,
yes.
You are being accused of being selfish. And not spending enough time with them.
Yes, yes. Okay, I'm going to repeat her question. You want to become an entrepreneur. You have two toddlers, and people are around telling you that you're being selfish and that you don't have enough time. Well, I think I sort of covered that, but I want to say to her that I totally can relate. And I want to tell you that the majority of women that you talk to that are successful will tell you they can relate. And I will tell you that most women are at the top of their game did so with little kids. And most important, I would tell you that if my children were standing here on the stage, that they would tell you the story. That everyone says, my son said this on stage. He said, everybody asked me, what did my mom do? That my mom made all these sacrifices. And you know what? For the life of me, I can't remember any of them. And they were 1 and 2 and 2 and 3 and 3 and 4. And then that other family came in. My other children came in when Ken and I got married. So I'm here to tell you that if you, as their mother, do not create their destiny, no one else will. You guys, do you know that everybody that has an opinion about what you should do does not have the $200 to give you if you don't make it? They don't have the money to give you. They only have the opinion. So I'm excited about your tears because your tears are passion. And I always tell people, I am not afraid of your tears. I'm afraid for your family. So don't be worried about the tears. And don't be concerned about it, because if there's one thing you will do, is you will take care of those children.
We're going to take one more question, because Gloria has to go down and sign the book. So since we have this young lady standing, we'll take one more question.
Okay, great. Great. Thank you. Awesome.
So first of all, I'm highly complimented by being called a young lady. Thank you. So I'm going to ask a question on behalf of my daughter. So
okay.
I have a beautiful 21-year-old daughter. She's a highly functioning dyslexic.
Okay.
At Berkeley.
Yes.
And one of the things I'm noticing that goes with this is a confidence issue.
Mm-hmm.
And anything you can say around how to continue to build that up in her studies, great job. She's hit her stride.
Mm-hmm.
But in other aspects of her life, I see her doubting herself.
Yes.
And thinking, did I do the right thing? And in some ways, it's the typical female recriminations. Should I have sent the email? Should I have done this?
Yes.
Should I have done O-M-G. That? Right?
Yes.
But there's another side of it that I think really has to do with, you know, some of her learning differences. And she's been so successful, and yet she still does this. So
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping you can address that so
okay.
you can help me to help her.
Okay. I definitely have some things for you to think on. And you guys, as much as I talk about dyslexia, I can't even say the word, being dyslexic, I get so many people coming up to me about it. So I want to speak to her daughter and to people that you know. Number one, they have to know, most dyslexic people are very, very smart and very, very bright. It's studied after study after study after study. She has to know that she has extraordinary skills other places than being able to read and being able to tell what time it is. You guys, seriously, when I'm driving with my husband and I'm driving and he says, turn right, I look at him like, point. I told you to point. Okay? Because I don't know my left from my right. It's very difficult. Okay, the second thing I want to tell you guys, this goes with her daughter that's dyslexic and anything else that you're struggling with, tell people. Be bold about it. The worst thing we can do is keep it a secret. So I tell people, I'm dyslexic. So when you get an email from me, it will have a misspelling. And never, ever think that the phone number I put in this email is correct. I promise you, wait 5 minutes and the email will come from my manager with the correct number. But the feeling of the email has to come from me. The third thing I would tell all of you, and I would tell her, is that the role models in front of you, finding people who have a role model who are successful in the things that you're struggling with will make a difference. But she's going to be absolutely fine. But I will tell you, we all have to be louder about the fact that a lot of us can be dyslexic, and that things can struggle with us, but we can keep going for sure. Yes.
Can we give Gloria a round of applause?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Wow. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
The book signing area right now.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jackie. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yep, it's called A Quantum Leap, and I can't wait for you guys to get it. Yes.
And we can connect if you're in a hurry.
Yes.
But I do have an important question
okay.
regarding to micromanagement, which you did bring up.
Yeah.